Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 4th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of events news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
23 years after the September 11 attacks, the anniversary of 9/11 has become an inspiring symbol of unity in a deeply polarized America. 23 years after the September 11 attacks, 9/11 Day nonprofit has turned the anniversary into the largest annual day of service in American history. More than 30 million Americans are expected to participate this year, volunteering, donating, or remembering the lost. 9/11 Day's meal packs for 9/11 Day will assemble over 8 million meals in 21 cities for those at risk of hunger. Corporate partners like Reliance, JP Morgan Chase, and Western Alliance Bank are supporting these efforts. 9/11 Day also provides free educational materials to teach students about unity and service. Join the movement at 911day.org to honor the victims, survivors, and first responders of 9/11. Leading 9/11 nonprofit calls on presidential candidates to suspend campaign rhetoric and activities in observance of the 23rd anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. 9/11 Day, the nonprofit behind the September 11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, has requested presidential candidates like former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris to pause political activities on September 11th. This 9/11 campaign moratorium aims to promote unity and service on the anniversary of the 2001 attacks. Candidates are urged to engage in nonpartisan activities like volunteering and prayer instead of campaigning. The tradition, established in 2004, has received bipartisan support and honors the victims, first responders, and military members who served post 9/11. Responses from the campaigns are pending as the nation prepares to remember and pay tribute on this solemn day. South Korea's Jongnam K-Design Award 2024, now open for global submissions. The Jongnam K-Design Award 2024, originating from South Korea, is now open for global submissions. Running from September 2nd to September 30th, 2024, the competition welcomes high school students, undergraduates, graduates, independent designers, and companies to participate. Participants can submit entries under personal or corporate topics or both. This prestigious award aims to nurture exceptional design talent, promoting industry development within South Korea and globally. By presenting their work to a panel of industry experts, designers have the opportunity to gain international recognition and showcase their creativity. The event underscores Jongnam's commitment to fostering design excellence and creativity on a global scale. Results will be announced in early November, with the award ceremony scheduled for December in Changwon, Gyeongnam, South Korea.
One Medical's former CEO, Amir Dan Rubin, to headline Hyro's Digital Front Door Day virtual summit. Hyro announces the return of Digital Front Door Day, a virtual summit on September 25th, 2024, featuring former One Medical CEO Amir Dan Rubin as the headline speaker. Joining Rubin are industry leaders like Chris Ross of Mayo Clinic and Ed Marks, former CIO of Cleveland Clinic. The event will host 42 speakers from top healthcare organizations, offering 16 sessions and networking opportunities. Hyro's CEO, Israel Krush, emphasizes the importance of accessible healthcare. Register for free to engage with healthcare innovators and build the new digital front door.
New video series offers deep insights into the strategic role of the Port of Savannah for logistics professionals. DB Schenker, a global leader in supply chain management and logistics, has launched a new video series highlighting the strategic importance of the Port of Savannah, featuring interviews with key figures such as Flavio Battista, chief commercial officer of the Georgia Ports Authority, the series emphasizes the port's pivotal role in connecting international markets to domestic distribution. With ongoing infrastructure developments and a focus on economic and community impact, the Port of Savannah remains a vital economic engine for Georgia. The series also explores the port's role in global trade relations, North American trade resilience, and support for regional businesses. For the full interviews, visit DB Schenker's LinkedIn page and engage with industry leaders. Texas shoots for the stars. Brad Morrison reveals Texas's bold vision for space innovation on the Building Texas show. Brad Morrison, a key figure in the Texas Space Commission, reveals Texas's bold vision for space innovation on the Building Texas show. Morrison discusses the state's mission to establish Texas as the epicenter of space exploration and innovation through partnerships with government, academia, and private industry. Listeners will learn about Texas's DAR initiatives to develop infrastructure, attract talent, and drive economic growth in the space industry. The Texas Space Commission plays a crucial role in advancing the state's position in space technology, focusing on research, infrastructure, and policy advocacy to ensure Texas remains a global leader in space initiatives. GeoVax, to participate in upcoming investor conferences in September. GeoVax Labs Inc. NASDAQ GOVX announced that its chairman and CEO, David Dodd, will present at two upcoming investor events in September. The first event is the H.C. Wainwright 26th Annual Global Investment Conference on September 9, 2024, at 7 a.m. ET at the Lotte New York Palace Hotel, New York, NY. The second event is the Emerging Growth Conference on September 25, 2024, at 2:55 p.m. ET, which will be virtual. GeoVax is a clinical-stage biotechnology company developing vaccines for infectious disease and therapies for solid tumor cancers. Their lead clinical program is GEOCM04S1, a next-generation COVID-19 vaccine currently in three Phase 2 clinical trials.
HR.com announces 2025 Future of Learning Technologies Advisory Board to lead groundbreaking research and virtual event. HR.com has announced the Future of Learning Technologies Advisory Board 2025, comprising industry experts collaborating with HR.com's HR Research Institute. The board will provide insights on L&D technologies for employee upskilling, reskilling, career advancement, and soft skills development. Research findings will be published in a comprehensive report and a condensed infographic. The virtual event on January 22, 2025, will feature informative sessions from subject matter experts. The board includes thought leaders like Christopher Allen, David Creelman, and Sheila Jagannathan. HR.com aims to equip HR professionals with the knowledge and tools to leverage evolving technologies effectively for workforce transformation. Baek Du Mountain exhibition set to feature innovative artwork and message to Elon Musk by Korean artist BD Kim. Emerging Korean artist BD Kim has gained significant attention with a compelling video message addressed to Elon Musk, titled Miracle Message. Kim proposes that Musk send his innovative 21st century artwork into space aboard one of his rockets, highlighting the intersection of art and technology. BD Kim's debut artwork, reflecting the boundless energy of the universe, will be unveiled on September 1, 2024, at the iconic Baek Du Mountain. This piece will be showcased through live broadcasts on social media platforms and the artist's website. BD Kim's vision for a new era of art in the 21st century blends painting, poetry, music, and artificial intelligence to create a universal language of healing and connection. The Baek Du Mountain exhibition, along with Kim's proposal to Elon Musk, has generated considerable interest within the art community and beyond.
Dance to the Rhythms of Hope, Live Your Lyrics 2024 event, amplifies suicide awareness and prevention through music and unity. Join the movement at the 2024 Live Your Lyrics event on September 15th at Nissy's Entertainment and Events Center in Lafayette, Colorado. Founded by Dave Sluder, this event aims to raise awareness and advocate for suicide prevention. Enjoy performances by local bands, Funk Noof, Hey Lady, and special guest pianist Brandon Swing, all supporting mental health partners. Tickets are $25 for adults, $10 for ages 3 to 20, and free for children under 2. Let's unite, embrace hope, and drive change together. For more information, contact Dave Sluter at 772-772-6081 or liveyourlyrics8@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.